Well, there's a lot of focus on Youth Day and Father's Day coming up on Sunday, but there is another notable event tomorrow, which I really would like to make you aware of, and it's the UN's World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. You know, the fact that such a day even has to exist says it all, doesn't it? Sadly, we are not immune to the phenomenon of elder abuse here in South Africa, and far too many of our seniors face physical abuse, also emotional, sexual, financial abuse, sometimes by the very people who are supposed to love and care for them, their own family members. And we know too that it can be very difficult to reach out for help, particularly for those who have limited finances and limited mobility, which is why I'm really relieved to know that there are people like my guest in studio today who are working very hard to stem this tide of abuse and to support those who have already been victimized. Helen Lieberman is the founder of Ikamva Labantu, an organization which has been working on a number of socioeconomic causes, I guess we can call them, for several decades now. But the plight of the vulnerable elderly is one of their key focus areas. Helen, it's lovely to have you with us in studio. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for asking us. And
can we start by just explaining a little bit to our listeners how Ikamva Labantu came into being? Because your history of activism really dates back to the 60s, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, I started in 1963 when I went in to look for a patient. I was working at Groote Hospital as a speech therapist, and I went to look for a patient that I didn't feel was properly remediated. And so from then on, I met with community members, I met with activists, we opened projects, we dealt with things that weren't addressed to the community, because in those days, in the height of apartheid, there was absolutely nothing. And so in the background of all the hell and horror, the mamas and people who I met expressed what they wanted to do, and one of them was the seniors. There was nothing for seniors, and nobody cared to do anything about some of the terrible situations that we saw. And so it's really me that gets the name, but I didn't do it. It was the communities that with me took on the responsibility and created all the thousands and thousands, which there really are, of projects in Cape Town and then throughout South Africa. So Ikamva is as wonderful as it is, because it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the community, and that's the value, and that's why it will have the longevity that it has had and will go into the future.
Now, those projects are many and varied, everything from aftercare for schools to childcare to healthcare, care for the disabled, many vulnerable groups who, as you said, had nothing before and now have at least a safety net of some sort. Specifically today, then, we want to talk about what you do for seniors. Your first seniors clubs, I think, are already in adulthood. They started in the early 90s, I think. If not before.
Oh, no, they started
before,
in the 80s.
80s already.
Yeah, yep. We just gathered. I was apprised by a wonderful woman called Tutu Kememi, who actually did the first 19 clubs herself. And we went around and we found seniors in terrible conditions. And then we found other seniors who were very happy to stand up and help each other. And we opened a project called Seniors Caring for Seniors. And we found any accommodation, be it a garage or a dirty shack, and we brought in seniors who were really at risk, and we started to talk to them, to let them be less isolated, bring in some food, find them medication. And so it's, you know, continued today, grown, and we've structured and we do wonderful things. And I think it's now time to introduce you to Lulama, who does the whole thing, and I claim all the praise. Thank you.
Lulama, lovely to have you with us as well. Welcome.
Hello.
How long have you been associated with all of this?
It's 9 years now that I'm working at Ikamva Labantu.
And tell us a little bit about what your work there.
I'm managing the seniors program at Ikamva Labantu, where we're caring for seniors with two models of care. Like we have seniors that come into the clubs on a daily basis, excluding weekends, and there they have a daily program within the club. Like they get two meals at the club. We do intergenerational program with them. They're engaging with the youth in terms of understanding how youth is being raised today, because they have challenges as they are the ones who are raising the youth today. And then they make the youth understand from where they come from, in terms of when they were young, in terms of how they used to respect their parents and honor them compared to how they are being treated by the current youth that they are raising.
It is Elder Abuse Awareness Day tomorrow. You must see at the coalface the many forms that abuse takes here in the Western Cape, for example. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you experience?
It's quite shocking because in our culture we always have this thing of spirit of Ubuntu, where the elders used to have a high profile in terms of being custodians of wisdom, respect, being the head of families, where they would just be seen having that stature of being community leaders. But that's been eroded because what we're seeing in the cold face is totally the opposite. It's quite shocking because seniors are being abused by their families physically, sexually, emotionally, and financially. Like to give you a few examples, like we had one senior who, you know, in terms of the life cycle, like this one senior was married and then she divorced, so she met another guy. So within the family now there's this blended family. So the kids are fighting amongst each other. So this one daughter of this senior is physically abusing her and emotionally abusing her. And then the neighbors called us because they know we're working in the homes. So we went in there, did a family meeting with the family, trying to understand what are the dynamics within the home. We also have a social worker within at Ekambalabantu. We work as a multidisciplinary team. So we ended up having to go to the courts and to the police to get a protection order.
Sure.
Which means it's 4 trips up and down. Then when we delivered the court order, then the family did not want, in terms of wanting now to be the, no one within the family wanted to be the one handing over the court order to this girl who was abusing the senior. So we had to get the police to be the ones now delivering as well the court order so that the senior can be free. So if we give a food parcel to the senior, we'll hear that she ate the food parcel with her boyfriend and with her friends, and while the plate is passing over, the senior was hungry, so we had to give a plate from our senior from our senior clubs. And then if you look at sexual abuse, we have one of our senior as well was abused at home by a family member. And then what was very humbling for us as an organization is that when the daughters of the senior heard about it, they took her away to try and comfort her, while all the other services other interventions were happening to her. She said, "No, I want to go back to my school," which means she wants to come and attend our senior club.
Okay.
You know, so because she felt that at club she's with her peers, she's comforted, she gets all the emotional support that she needs. So she did not want to change the environment. And then other cases we get is of seniors' houses being sold right under them. When the senior is staying in the home is not in her name anymore. You know, so with those cases, we're not saying we as an organization, we will be able to solve each and every single problem. We link with experts in the field. Like now, in such cases, we link with an organization called Pro Bono, where they're helping us in terms of sorting all these legal issues and linking us to other organizations in the legal field to assist us.
Lulama, we know the financial abuse also often revolves around people's social security grants being collected for them and never to be seen again, and many forms of that kind. I'm sure many listeners are wondering, as I am, what has changed to bring about this change in statute and this loss of respect? As you said, if I think back to my childhood, it was the same in my culture. My grandfather was revered. He was looked upon as the wise man of the family, the elder of the tribe, as it were. And respect and affection were due to him without question. What has shifted in the last 20, 30, 40 years that you've seen this, that loss of stature that you spoke about?
Oh my goodness, there's so many competing vulnerabilities really that are causing this. You know, our history in South Africa as a nation, I think, plays a part in terms of making people vulnerable and breaking the family structure. And then also in terms of poverty, the high unemployment rate, and also HIV, the impact of HIV, breaking down there's that gap in parenting. That's why the seniors now have to be the ones. There's a generational gap of people who would have been caring for their own children. Now that is left to our seniors to be those parents, as well as the high rate of substance abuse. I think something really needs to be done about the availability of substances in our township 24/7. On a serious note, so all stakeholders really need to take part in terms of combating that.
Can I just ask a question that's come through on our SMS line, then I'll come back to you, Helen. Lulama, somebody's saying it's wonderful that seniors have access to the clubs, but what about those who can't get there because they're too frail? That's the second tier of the program. The clubs are one tier. Yeah. Can you just tell us a little bit about the other part?
Yes, what we realized that some of our seniors were not attending some of the clubs, so we went to find out in terms of what's happening to those seniors. And what we were finding was very shocking as well, in terms of finding seniors who, like, there was this one case where the senior had a catheter and she had no one to take it back to the hospital in terms of changing it. And you know the infection that comes with that. So it was just leaking into a dirty 25-liter bucket. So, and then you find that some seniors are left with stale bread, and there's the homes are staying next to a shebeen, their doors don't lock. So Ikambula Bantu had to really think up a fast strategy in terms of how do we deal with this issue, you know. So we started this program called Ummelwane Program, because in our culture, the first person who comes into your home when you have a problem is your Ummelwane, is your neighbor. So we call it the neighborhood program, but in our name in Xhosa, it's called Ummelwane, where we have 19 community-based workers going door-to-door into the communities in search of old people. So once they find a senior can do her daily activities of living, we recruit her to come and join the club. And then if we find that she's bedridden, she has mobility issues, that's when we start a care plan for her. And then we'll take her to all the interventions that she needs.
Helen, you wanted to
No,
to,
I wanted
contribute.
To talk okay. about the Ummelwane program. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what a wonderful way also of helping very active seniors to stay playing that meaningful role and to know that they're not only being cared for themselves, but they are part of the solution of caring for their peers.
Yes, definitely. Because also we also see a rising trend in terms of seniors being alone as well. They're being neglected by their very children. Because some of them would say, "You are raised my kids. They never went to bed hungry. But today they drive fancy cars, but I go to bed hungry." You know, so and then you find that some senior would also say that, "Why don't I die? Because I'm taking the breath of somebody else who could be living." You know, so and then it's us as they will see us as Ikambula Bantu, total strangers, caring more for them than their families.
The final question is, if somebody listening to this is nodding their head saying, "I know somebody who is vulnerable in this way, and I suspect that somebody I know is being abused in this way," where do they go for help?
Jovana, would you like to answer?
Yeah, we have another guest who's been quietly sitting with us. Jovana, is it? Thank you. What advice would you give in terms of reaching out for help?
Well, definitely to get in touch with Ikambula Bantu. We have obviously a website, www.ikamba.org. We are only at the moment working in the township communities in Cape Town, on the Cape Flats primarily, and from Khayelitsha to Langa all the way. And we have two other clubs, one in Masipumelele and one in Dunoon. So those are actually areas where we operate, where Lulama's team works.
Okay.
And if I may add, just around involvement of the public and of general South Africa, I think another form of abuse is neglect of elderly. It can be intentional or non-intentional. And I think that we have in our society not a lot of focus on the elderly people, particularly in philanthropy and in a giving way. And I think in some way elderly are forgotten and actually also neglected. And I think that we are using these opportunities to engage with the public, to get involved, and that actually the issue of the elderly people and necessity for care and protection of the human rights, that we can actually elevate that and actually get everybody to participate.
A really important conversation ahead of tomorrow's marking of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. I want to thank Helen Lama and Yovana from Ikamvula Bantu for joining us today to raise awareness of this issue. And that website is www.ikamva, spelled I-K-A-M-V-A, ikamva.org. What a lovely message to receive on the WhatsApp line from somebody saying, Helen, you are a national treasure and I love hearing from your beneficiaries. I happily contribute every month to your seniors club and I only wish I could afford more. Please, everyone, consider a regular contribution, no matter how little. And you've very neatly given me a way to share the contribution details. Thank you. If you would like to make a donation towards Ikamvula Bantu's work, you can do so very simply via their SMS line. The cost is 25 Rand, and you just send an SMS with the word donate to 41014. 41014 with the word donate. The amount is 25 Rand. And I mean, you can send more than one SMS if you would like to and are able to contribute more than that. But thank you so much. Somebody else pointing out on the WhatsApp line that even some old age facilities are not safe themselves. Isn't it wonderful to know that there are independent spaces like these seniors clubs where somebody is looking out for our elderly, where they can talk to somebody if they are not being cared for, if they are being neglected, if they're being abused in any way, and have someone to turn to who is prepared to listen to them? Because I often think so much of where our generations are missing each other is in having the patience to stop and listen and take the time to spend with our elders. Life is so busy and moves at such pace, I know, but really so much is lost in not just finding those minutes to be still together and to talk and spend time together quietly like that. So thank you so much for that SMS, and anybody else who would like to make a donation, the number is 41014. The website, ikamva.org. Somebody asking me, what is the name mean? It is the future of our nation, Ikamvula Bantu.